Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Just say no. Why won't people just say no?
Two. Oh, yes.
Things.
Yeah.
You know, whatever it is, whoever the person is.
Yeah.
If you go to someone and ask them for something and then they kind of go, okay, yeah. And then you kind of, why haven't they followed through? Not literally.
No.
Because we don't want that.
I used to be really bad for it. I've got slightly better at saying no.
Uh-huh.
That was when I was first married to Monk, that he would say, you know, you just say yes to everything.
Why do you think that is, though?
I think because you want to help and you want to not let people down. But, yeah, half the time you let people... Well, no, what happened to me, and I've got better at it, is that you end up doing a whole load of stuff that you don't want to do and then you get kind of quite resentful that you've taken on too much. But it's you say it's the people that say yes to something and then don't do it.
Whatever it is. And then, you know, make a big deal about it and ask you loads of questions about it. And you're like, mm-hmm. I've just asked you that.
Yeah.
That's why if anyone comes to me in the main, I will always say no.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I can't be bothered.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that makes me a bad person. I just don't want to waste that person's time. There is a minority of people that I will, you know, I would do anything for them.
Yeah.
No one in this room.
Liar.
But, well, the dog. No, Jace. But the fact of the matter is, I think, I don't know why people think it's a bad thing to say no. I think it's fine. It's your time. You're being called upon. You know, I'm asking you the favour or I'm asking you the request.
Mm-hmm.
So if you feel that you can't commit to it, as opposed to leading someone on, again, whatever it is, whether it's an arrangement, you know, I don't know, borrowing something, whatever. Yeah, just no.
But then there has to be a fine balance between that then, doesn't there? Not saying yes to everything, but also not saying no to everything. Because, you know, both of them throw up kind of, you know, then if you always say no, people stop asking you.
But
that's
part of the...
Yeah.
But the thing is as well, you have to remember it's self-selecting.
Yeah.
And the thing that annoys me the most is that people that, you know, are friends or whatever, you're like, why didn't you just say no?
Yeah, I know.
And then, you know, you're maybe out for a drink and remember, I didn't want to say no because I didn't want to do this and I didn't want to do whatever. And you're like, what is wrong with you? You don't owe me a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Seriously, you do not owe me a thing. So stop
it. The frustrating one for me is that when you know, you do go and ask somebody to do something, particularly if you ask someone to do a favour, and that's, you know, really good of that person to say, mm-hmm. yes, no, absolutely, I'll pick the kids up for you or whatever, mm-hmm. and then they don't do it. But then you can't get across with somebody who's essentially doing you a favour, but then doesn't actually do the favour. So it's a minefield of kind of emotional letdowns, isn't it?
Have you had people that you've asked to do stuff for your kids and they've... Perhaps.
I remember once, this is years ago, my sister-in-law, actually, she'd asked if I could look after her kids, and I'd said yes. Mm-hmm. And then I got a last-minute shift in a bar, and I really needed the money and all the rest of it. So rather than just phone her and say, I can't actually look after the kids anymore...
Because I've drunk them.
I know. I spent the entire time trying to find babysitters for 7 children. Do you know what I mean? I ended up with just, you know, paying extra because they came to the house rather than just saying. And then I was so pissed off that I'd, you know, paid out money for a babysitter to look after 7 kids as opposed to my own. In fact, no, it was less than that. Still 6 kids because I had 3 at the time. But you're like, oh, you get yourself nuts. Why didn't I don't understand myself why I just didn't say, look, I know I said I could do it for you.
Uh-huh.
But, and maybe that's what people do. They get themselves into a fankle and then let you down. See, I don't want to be one of those people that said, oh, yeah, I said I'd look after your kids and then I didn't do it.
See, the funny thing is, and I know that I don't like people in my house, but I have a very old friend staying with me at the moment. She's not very old, but old in terms of friendship. Yes. 10.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
And she was filming an advert over the weekend, as she is an actress, and that's how she makes her money. Now, we had an arrangement that she would be coming on Monday, but I fully understood that if it was the case that she couldn't make it because they'd run over, they had to do retakes, or they had to do whatever. And I know that some people in that situation get really hacked off with people if they're not... Because I think that's the thing. I think if you are a freelancer, you might be slightly more forgiving of people's time because you understand how it works.
No,
I think.
Well, certainly all my kids are different, but my eldest daughter, she's got a very fixed idea of, you know, her day and her plans. And,
yes.
And she does. It's just one of her traits. She absolutely hates it. If there's a plan and we're going to do this, and then I go, oh, sorry, we're not doing that now. She goes absolutely bonkers because she's just that type of personality that she likes to know what's happening, and any short notice change really kind of mucks with her.
Do you know what really hacks me off? See, when you phone someone, they go, I don't have time to take this phone call. It's like, why have you answered the phone?
Yeah.
Because what I do is I hang up. Mm-hmm. And then they phone back and I'm like, oh, it's you, hang up again. Mm-hmm. And I won't tell them a reason why, because I just think, how rude. Mm-hmm. Just don't answer the phone.
Yeah. Yeah, there is something. But is that, again, it's people's kind of sense of trying to kind of go, oh, I can't speak to you just now, but I'll, you know, whereas, yeah, just don't answer the phone.
Just don't, I honestly can't.
But then people get in a panic because if some people don't answer the phone when they're expected to, then people catastrophise and think you're dead.
Oh, well, so my mother, as I've spoken about, right, who's 81, God love her, and she's crazy. And she got a new mobile phone and she never answers it on time, right? I don't know where this phone is. She's got cordless phones all over the house. Oh, I was just running in the other room to get a phone. It's like, what?
They're everywhere.
They're everywhere. Yeah, like grow up. Now, I tried to take her voicemail off her Dormio or whatever it is. Huge button, massive screen phone. No, no. What if people get in touch with me? I said, but you don't use it. Now, I pay for her. It's a sim-only deal. Mm-hmm. Actually, sidebar, it was really funny because I'd taken her into the O2 shop in the St. James Centre and the woman went, do you realise you're paying £17 a month for her sim? I can get that down to a tenner a month. And I said, that's marvellous.
Lovely.
It's a 2-year contract, though. And I went, oh. I said, honey, I said, I felt the same when I took out her Hello subscription. We do that month to month because we're just not sure. I said, but that's all fine. We had a laugh about it.
There's an interesting question, though. If you did take out a two-year contract and, God forbid, something happened to your dear mother, would you be getting a refund?
I don't know, but I would, right, okay, that's fine. But I got in touch with the shop and said, I thought she was fantastic. She was dead helpful, no pun. And they sent me a photo shoot voucher on Virgin Experiences for the dog, because I'd gone in with the dog.
Oh.
So the dog's had her hair cut, so we booked that for the end of the month. Because the dog's getting up there as well, so
lovely.
That might be, you know, her last pictorial. We don't know. But it was just so funny the way, because she was basically saying, listen, I don't want you signing on for a contract. She might die. And you're like, I think
that
it will be
funny,
my mum and
then
the cockroaches at the end of the world. And my mum going, I don't want to be called a person.
Those experience things drive me mad as well, because they only last for a year. And if you don't use it within that year,
yeah,
they expire and you go, but I've paid for it. But it doesn't matter when I take it.
But I thought that was such a nice thing to...
Nice.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But going back to the thing, I just wish people would stop. Is your coffee honking?
It's cold.
Oh,
I just took
a
big glug of it and it's cold.
Oh, no, it's cold like your little cold heart.
Yes.
Will you be exploring the option of saying no anytime soon now that we've had this conversation? Are you going to address you? Because what is your instinct to people, please? I don't have one. And I don't mean that as a pose. I think because I'm naturally quite a selfish person, I don't ever come across like that. But what is your instinct to people please?
Genuinely.
Because you do have one.
Yeah. And I don't... See, people pleasing sounds like a fault.
Whereas, no, I'm not saying it is. It's a thing.
But or it sounds quite biblical. I do genuinely try to do for people what I would like people
done
to
for
do
you.
For me. So, you know, if somebody needs picked up at a station, if somebody can make... your life easier, then why wouldn't you? And I just think, if I can do it, I don't mind doing it. It's no skin off my nose, it doesn't bother me. And I will go out of my way to help people, but in that kind of, because I would love that if people did it for me, and some people do. Do you know what I mean? That is reciprocated. And then I do get frustrated when that sometimes feels like one-way traffic for a long time, because you don't necessarily...
Well, people can take the PIISS.
Oh, and they absolutely do.
Yeah.
And I know that I do have a reputation. Oh, just ask Roger, she'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just nice in some ways, but frustrating the other. And I remember my son, when he was in prison, long story, he would say, you know, there was people in there that just never got asked to do anything because they'd just kick off. And he was always kind of like, yes, no, I can do that, or I can do that. He said, but the more you say you can do something, the more people ask you, and the more you get taken advantage for. Did you mean advantage for? Off.
Advantage of.
But, you know, there are some people you go, well, I just never asked them because they wouldn't do it. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know where the happy medium is. But I think... I've got better at kind of going, is there any advantage to me doing this? Or is this literally, I'm giving up my time, sometimes money, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so I have been better recently. And talking to you, I was, you know, saying that I'm just going to have to really focus on me and say no to lots of things so that I can just concentrate on the things that I've got planned, which will take concentration and time. And because I'm easily distracted as well. Do you know what I mean? Somebody goes, I've got 3 days. I'll sit down and I'll write and I'll learn about this. And then somebody will go, oh, do you want to come for a cup of coffee? And I'll go for a coffee and then I'm out all day and I get drunk. So I'm easily led.
See, that seems biblical, that you're the kind of woman that can turn coffee into wine.
Yes, and it always happens, and I don't know how it does. Every single time I go out for a coffee,
well,
I come up pissed. Something in the coffee.
That one is cold. Don't drink anymore because you will be driving us home.
Yes, I know, exactly. Coffee. Yeah.
Okay, my dear.
I'll think about your advice.
Take quality care.
I will. Thank
Toodles.
You, Bruce.
Bye.
Be Honest is live at The Fringe in Edinburgh this year between the 4th and the 28th of August, except the 15th from 12:30 every day. Get tickets at www.edfringe.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.